This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. City leaders have gathered this hour on the West Side to lay out the first phase of a plan designed to change how Chicago handles migrants sent here from Texas and elsewhere. The Johnson administration says it will combine shelters for new arrivals with facilities designed to serve unhoused residents of the city. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been talking to advocates about that plan.
The meeting held at 2822 West Jackson inside Deborah's Place, a shelter long contracted with the city and that for nearly four decades has provided short and long-term programming and housing for women calling 311 for some assistance. Advocates for the homeless have long said that combining shelters for locals and migrants would be a better use of resources and allow access to better services overall.
It doesn't matter whether that woman came to Chicago last week or has been on the streets for 20 years. We really believe deeply that every single person deserves a roof over their head.
Kathy Bouton-Wilson, CEO of Deborah's Place, tells us that she's optimistic of this decision by the city and that she does not expect it to overwhelm the existing network of homeless shelters.
And I don't really like to think of it as one person taking a bed away from another. In order to have a humane and effective system, we need to have adequate resources to serve everybody.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We have breaking news from the Dirksen Federal Courthouse in the Loop, where a judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a former AT&T Illinois executive accused of bribing former State House Speaker Mike Madigan. The mistrial comes after jurors told the judge they could not reach a unanimous verdict in the case of Paul LaSchiazza. Lawyers will meet next week to discuss what happens next, but Madigan is set to be tried on corruption charges next month. Investigators in Northwest Indiana now say an apartment fire that left a woman dead was no accident, and they've arrested a suspect. It's the latest on a story we first reported yesterday. WBBM Sarah Herrera is here at the anchor desk with an update.
Some of the firefighters responding barely had to travel the Portage Fire Department next door to Swanson Court Apartments, and they report that they arrived around midnight to find flames blazing from a ground floor apartment. After evacuating the building and rescuing people from the second floor, they discovered 87-year-old Maria Leal in that unit. Police say canines detected flammable liquids, and Leal's daughter reported her boyfriend had threatened to burn down the place earlier. Investigators traced his vehicle, and now 51-year-old Jesse Chavez of Gary faces charges of murder and arson. He's being held without bail at the Porter County Jail. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Sarah, thank you. The president of the CTA made his case for more money for the agency this afternoon, even as leaders talk about merging all of the Chicago area's transit agencies. Transit Chief Dorval Carter told the City Club of Chicago that the agency supplies the vast majority of all public transit rides, but gets less than half of the available government support.
CTA provides 84% of all public transit service provided to customers riding buses and trains throughout the entire Chicago region. You may be surprised or even find it curious to learn the CTA receives only 46% of the funding.
Carter also says proposals to consolidate the RTA, CTA, Metra, and PACE do not address the overall lack of government support. Well, we've seen the complaints on social media from people around Chicago about bad smells coming from sewers. One expert has an explanation, and it's as simple as the weather outside. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the anchor desk with an explanation.
Judson, Kevin Fitzpatrick is Assistant Director of Engineering at the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago.
It's been so dry recently. We've had very little rain, if any at all, in September. And prolonged periods without rain can contribute to worsening sewage type of odors in the city.
He says the lack of rain slows the flow of sewage, which generates more odor-causing chemicals during hot weather. He says once we get about a quarter inch of rain and the weather gets cooler, the sewer smells should subside. But for now,
Chicago, you know, our baseball teams kind of stink and our sewers kind of stink. So unfortunately, that's just how it is right now.
Live at the anchor desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Jim, thank you. The sheriff in Jasper County, Indiana, wants to clear up a few things regarding a death that occurred last week in DeMont as a 26-year-old man was having a medical emergency and was reported to be agitated following a seizure.
Sheriff Patrick Williamson responded to a statement put out by attorneys Stephen Wagner and Ben Crump, who are representing the family of Riker Earl. He says their claims are full of inaccuracies. He says they gaslit the community and the nation with gross falsehoods, and body camera video proves that. He says they did handcuff the man for his safety and that of EMTs. The attorneys claimed officers sat on the man for 15 minutes with his face in a pillow. The sheriff says Earl was banging his head on the floor. Deputies asked for a pillow. His breathing was not restricted. He says they were restraining him per training by his legs, arms, and shoulders, and he was placed on his side. The attorneys said his pleas and those of his aunt and grandmother were ignored. Not true, the sheriff says. They were helping deputies to calm Earl. His aunt has said he was begging for his life and was turning blue. He later died at a hospital. No cause given yet. State police are investigating. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In suburban Shanahan, a chemical reaction caused a rail car to overheat. Firefighters were called to America's Styrenics late last night after chemical material inside of a rail car experienced a thermal event. Employees at the plant had begun cooling the rail car, but firefighters were called to assist. Cooling operations are still going on today. Authorities say there is no ongoing threat to the public, but residents are being asked to avoid the area of the plant for security reasons. Time now for sports from the AppleChevy.com Sports Desk, live from Hallis Hall. Here's 6-7 of the scores, Mark Crotty.
Yep, Bears just wrapping up their Thursday practice out here at Bears headquarters. Indeed, a short while ago, order number one for offensive coordinator Shane Waldron is to get his side of the ball moving in the right direction.
I think getting out of the funk starts with practice, and I think what we saw this past week after week one was a group that showed up tight, ready to get to work, ready to attack the next week. And you see, with the way the game transpired for us offensively, where you have some incremental improvements, some more improvements are out there, and plenty is out there for us to see and go attack.
Bears at a Colts team on Sunday at noon that has yet to win this year. They are 0-2. Taking a glance at the Bears injury report, Keenan Allen did not practice today again. Also, Kari Blassen game on the offense did not practice today. Tevin Jenkins returned to practice, limited at a big bandage on his thigh. Zach Pickens, the defensive lineman, did not practice today. A few guys were limited today, including Roma Dunze, still nursing that knee injury, Montez Sweat, and DeMarcus Walker, who all have been popping up on the injury list but have been playing through their injuries so far. The baseball story, the Cubs host Washington tonight, 6:40. On the score, Javier Assad against Patrick Corbin. White Sox off today at San Diego tomorrow. WNBA, the Sky, are at Connecticut tonight. 6 p.m. jumper for that one. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670. The score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, more than a dozen car break-ins have occurred in one area in the Loop.
Thieves are targeting parking garages on Wells Street. According to Chicago police, there have been 14 reported thefts from and damage to vehicles so far this month, with one garage being the scene of 13 of the thefts. In the vast majority of instances, the thieves gain entry into the cars by breaking a window, sometimes with a fire extinguisher left at the scene. Police are encouraging residents that work or live in the area to install a security or anti-theft system and advertise it on your vehicle. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
City leaders are celebrating the grand opening of Ogden Commons on the West Side as they break ground on the second phase of the project.
We are excited to welcome you to your new home.
Over 150 residents can now call Ogden Commons home. CEO of the Chicago Housing Authority, Tracy Scott, says the residential building, branded OC Living, is the first part of a $200 million mixed-use development.
Representing 92 homes for families, including 37 apartments for families from CHA's waiting list.
Ogden Commons is a joint venture among the Habitat Company, Sinai Health System, Aleco Capital, and the City of Chicago. Mayor Brandon Johnson says the development aims to reverse the years of disinvestment on the West Side.
Every single human need is a human right, and especially when it comes to housing. Furthermore, we believe that housing is crucially necessary to achieve safety and equity and vitality for people.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A student at Sycamore Middle School has been charged with making a terrorist threat after police said the teenager threatened a school shooting in a Snapchat post yesterday. Police arrived at Sycamore Middle School about noon before it was determined there was no credible threat. The student was taken into police custody and interviewed with their parents present. Yesterday marked the third time in four school days that district officials have responded to a purported threat to Sycamore schools.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.